The mayors of College Station and Bryan have announced exploring future options to bring in local tourism and convention business that could take money away from the agency formerly known as the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
College Station Mayor Carl Mooney says he and Bryan Mayor Andrew Nelson started receiving calls last week about the future funding of Experience BCS.
This year, there are folks that want to pay a little bit more attention to it.
Tomorrow's Bryan City Council meeting includes an executive session item where they could receive legal advice behind closed doors regarding BCS compliance with the city's funding agreement. The Experience BCS Board Chairman Jim Ross told WTAW News their executive board's working to address the city's unidentified concerns diligently and in an expeditious way. Ross also says they are committed to transparency and to results, and we're working through that internally as a board. Hotel occupancy tax money from both cities goes to the former CVB. Bryan's budget calls for $332,000, while College Station appropriated $400,000 for operations and $103,000 the agency awards and grants. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Tomorrow's the next board meeting of the agency formerly known as the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Bryan City Councilman Ben Harneman, who's on the executive committee of what's now known as Experience BCS, says he gave that group two unidentified changes to make in order to continue receiving local hotel occupancy tax money.
If those two changes were made, there would be a possibility that we could enter into a contract with the existing corporation to carry out the CVB activities. The options that I have raised and proposed have not been received well.
Harneman says while the agency has beneficial institutional knowledge, he's willing to have the cities recreate that information, and he says the cities will work better together towards a common goal.
Both cities fully recognize that everybody in the community is better off if we have 100% hotel room occupancy, weekend and weekdays.
Hardeman on WTAW's Infomaniacs expects some decisions to be made in July because both cities are preparing budgets for the next fiscal year. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW. The local travel and tourism development agency known as Experience BCS may still get future funding from the cities of Bryan and College Station. That's if the two cities and the organization, formerly known as the Convention and Visitors Bureau, agree on new bylaws before the end of July. CVB Board Chairman Jim Ross wants to continue the relationship with the cities.
We need to come together and show the cities, in my opinion, that we're willing to change as an organization, to better listen to their concerns, and showing them that as an organization, that we can be attentive to their needs and also with a strong voice represent our stakeholders and the interests of the people that we all work with and the entities in this room.
College Station City Councilman Jerome Rectorick calls the CVB's current bylaws dysfunctional. That allows the board to do virtually anything they want.
We need to come together and show the cities, in my opinion, that we're willing to change as an organization, to better listen to their concerns, and showing them that as an organization that we can be attentive to their needs and also with a strong voice represent our stakeholders and the interests of the people that we all work with and the entities in this room.
Bryan City Councilman Ben Harneman told WTAW News that was one of two requirements he had for the city to continue giving money to the agency. The deadline by the end of July is in order to give the city council's time to decide how much hotel occupancy tax money will be given to the agency in their next fiscal year. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW. The week after the Board of Directors of the agency formerly known as the Convention and Visitors Bureau was told to change its bylaws to continue receiving hotel occupancy tax money from College Station and Bryan, the agency's directors resigned. Shannon Overby spent 23 years with the organization now known as Experience Bryan College Station. Taking over as interim director is Vice President of Sales and Marketing Kendra Fry. The brief news release from Experience BCS is online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW. City councils in the Twin Cities are getting closer to new agreements with the agency formerly known as the Convention and Visitors Bureau. That's according to an update earlier this week from Bryan Councilman Ben Harneman.
Discussion of Convention and Visitors Bureau is pretty well completed. The two city staffs have reached an agreement on the directions to go, and we anticipate that issue will come to both councils at not this week's
council meetings, but 2 weeks from this week.
Hardeman expects higher revenue from local hotel occupancy taxes and what he's called a slightly higher payment to the agency, now known as Experience BCS. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. A leadership transition continues at the agency formerly known as the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Bryan City Councilman Ben Hardeman announced during yesterday's council workshop that the 18-member CVB board agreed to new bylaws and all agreed to resign at the end of September.
And a new board will be named, take over October 1st. I believe that will be on our agenda for our next meeting to make our appointment.
Hardeman, who represents the city of Bryan on the board of what's now called Experience Bryan College Station, says the new board will consist of 9 members. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. The Bryan City Council has named its 2 representatives to the new board governing the former Convention and Visitors Bureau, now called Experience Bryan College Station. Councilman Ben Hardeman, who will continue on the board, explained that College Station gets to name 6 of the 9 members based on revenue generated by the hotel occupancy tax.
Bryan's hot tax revenues is 19% of the combined total, and College Station's hot tax revenues are 81% of the combined total.
There were unanimous votes naming Hardeman and Bryan's other representative, Peggy Trott, of the Stella Hotel. There was also a vote on a representative that Hardeman says will represent both councils.
If the 2 cities can't agree after a certain number of days, we flip a coin.
Okay. A good old-fashioned way, huh?
The Bryan Council nominated the general manager of the Hilton J. Primavera on a 5-1 vote. Buppy Simic voted no. The College Station City Council considered its 6 appointments and the joint position during a special meeting October 2nd. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Here's the lead to the following wrap. It's been 5 months since the departure of the longtime president of the local convention and visitors bureau known as Experience Bryan College Station. 3 months ago, WTAW News asked the agency for a copy of the separation agreement with Shannon Overby. While the agency maintains that's confidential information, they provided the document following an opinion by the Texas Attorney General's office. The documents provided by Experience BCS does not show the agency's general board or executive board voting on Overby's separation agreement. Overby's last day leading the BCS CVB was June 30th. Between July 15th of this year and March 31st of next year, she will get more than $92,000 from her former employer, receiving 9 months of salary, which is almost $80,000, along with $12,500 for 24 and a half days of unused vacation. And there's an undisclosed amount to cover Overby's health, dental, and life insurance and retirement plan. The separation agreement limits the response the BCS CVB could give to Overby's prospective employers to when she was employed, her title, and that she retired. Other documents provided by Experience BCS to WTAW News includes 2 emails where Overby accused her former employer twice of violating a condition of the separation agreement by making disparaging remarks. The first time, Overby says the CVB threatened to cancel the contract with the company she was working for if she became involved in the CVB's account. Overby says she was not involved, nor did she wish to be. The second time involved emails to her CVB address after she left, having an auto-reply message stating, Shannon Overby is no longer employed by Experience Bryan College Station. Overby said that implied she was fired. Experience BCS also sent us Overby's self-evaluation that she did of her job performance last April and the handwritten minutes of an executive board meeting that was held in May, where 7 members provided a variety of opinions of Overby's work. After leaving the BCS CVB, Overby worked for a company involved in the travel industry for a brief time. She was hired in October as CVB director in Conroe. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. The second of 2 finalists scheduled to be interviewed this week to lead Experience Bryan College Station, the agency formerly known as the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Jerome Rectorick, one of 2 members of the College Station City Council who are also on the Experience BCS board.
The board will then look at those interviews, make a decision. We have been in contact with a search firm. We haven't made any deal with them, but we have certainly talked to them. And if we need to do a search with a search firm, we have one in mind that we will talk to and negotiate with and move forward with that. So at this point in time, that decision has not yet been made, whether we will or whether we won't.
The second finalist has not been identified. The first, who's the agency's interim director, Kendra Fry, was interviewed last week. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. The new president of Experience Bryan College Station, the local convention and tourism agency, spoke about her promotion yesterday while she and her staff are at multiple sites running a yearly high school basketball tournament. Kendra Fry says she and her coworkers are ready for a decision, which boiled down to two finalists.
I think it was very important for our staff because the last 7 months have been challenging, and in a good way. We have really grown as a staff together, and I think that's extremely important. And so we are ready to move forward to hit the ground running in the new year.
The challenges includes a voluntary separation agreement with Fry's predecessor, forming a new board to continue funding from the Twin Cities, changing the name of what was the CVB, and moving to new offices. Fry, who's been with the agency for 13 years, says that's a long time in this industry, which reflects what she thinks about the Twin Cities.
For me, you know, when you find an organization that you love, when you find a city that you love, it makes it a lot easier, for sure. It's so easy for me to talk about Bryan College Station. No matter where I go, I don't foresee going anywhere in the near future at all, so I'm extremely happy.
Fry, who served as interim director the last 6 months, was selected following three interviews with the new agency board. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.